Hi, I'm Dmytro Švets, your host at the Start Global Insights, where I interview experts from different countries about local business secrets and international expansion experience. Many companies see international trade shows as their main entry point to global sales. And indeed, when I interview local experts from various countries, they claim that trade fairs are still effective and can help you to enter new international markets. However, at the same time, I hear a lot that expos are not working. Companies say that they are spending money for nothing and complain that to find customers there is a mission impossible. So, who's right and who's wrong? I would say both. There are two biggest problems I see: wrong expectations and bad preparation. But before we proceed, I would like to ask you for a small favor. Could you please share your feedback on this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, on YouTube, or just write me to email, which is podcast@start-global.biz. Or you can find this email in description as well. And now on to the trade shows. A common misconception for first-time expo attendees is expecting immediate contracts with international customers. This happens very rarely and is more like a lottery. What do I usually hear from experienced exporters is that first year, local buyers are just seeing that you exist. Second year, they understand that you still exist and study your products. And finally, in the third year, they understand that they can do long-term business with you and make deals. However, if you had bad preparation, you have few chances to get a deal even in the third year of being at the expo. On the other hand, according to my experience, a well-prepared company has many chances to get contracts after the first trade show. So, let's try to go through the main points that will help you to increase your trade show efficiency. I usually split the trade show participation into three main stages, which are before, during, and after. The stage before trade fair is the most important one. You need to keep in mind that the trade show is only one of the communication channels. And as for all communication channels, you need to have strategy, goals, and expectations. What is your main goal? Why you are investing your limited resources in this activity? Are you expecting to analyze competitors and new products at the market? Or get feedback about your value proposition from the potential clients, or just to create a brand awareness, and how you will understand that the trade show went well or not. The clearer is your goal, the better you can measure the success of the expo. However, in my opinion, the main goal of the trade show is to be a meeting point with your potential customers, your temporary foreign representative office, which means that you need to bother to get customers there and not just stand in the booth waiting for a miracle. There are two main sources for that: pre-scheduled and organic. For the pre-scheduled, you need to start preparing to your expo about 6 months before. The earlier, the better. The minimum time we managed to do that were 3 months, and it was really, really tough. So before the expo, you need to select the focus markets. How to do that I taught in the episode that is named Explainer How to Choose Your International Expansion Focus Markets from January 18th, 2023. Understand the stakeholder landscape to identify possible sales channels. Compile an ICP or ideal customer profile. Make a list of potential clients that would be at the expo. If the expo is big and prominent, most of major distributors and retailers from the region will usually plan a visit to it. So you can find them on business catalogs, on LinkedIn. You can also study the participants of the last year of the trade fair. You can study the this year participants, so the current participants. Then you need to understand your customers, so you need to study these companies and contact them with your invitation to meet at the booth if they plan to visit this trade show. Then you need to organize meetings, and when you do that, then you need to make it not just like come to our booth at any convenient time. You need to schedule an exact meeting time as you do for your office meetings. then you need to plan this schedule. Like, for example, in the last exhibition with my client, we had a meeting each hour. Yeah, so very tight schedule. And each hour we met company or potential distributor in different countries that visited this exhibition. Then you can also meet these companies beforehand in video conferences. Yeah, so to talk, to get to know them, to start to build this trust between you and your customers, exchange marketing materials and maybe even specimens, so you can send them test materials via the post. And you need also to plan your negotiations. Yeah, so think through who will speak, what will speak, and the place to meet. Yeah, so how the meeting will go on. Study the company, the counterpart. Describe the interests, the potential interests of this party and your interests, and plan your communication. This will give you the maximum effectiveness of the trade show participation. Like in my case, what I said before, we had about 10 meetings, each almost 1 hour long, with companies that already knew the product, so they had this initial interest to the product to work with you. So the conversion rate after these meetings was quite impressive. Yeah, so we got about five distributors after this series of 10 meetings in 2 days. So that is what you can do in the pre-scheduled way. Yeah, so you can pre-schedule these meetings and it will be also very effective. The second approach is organic. Yeah, so when you already at the booth and you are meeting the potential clients that are just passing by, or you help them to find your booth. Yeah, so you are like organizing the flow to your booth. Of course, here I should say that the booth design, the stand design matters. You need to think that through also beforehand. And in this case, of course, you can build if you have these resources. Yeah, so you have a corner place in the most visible place in the trade show. You build a two-story stand with lights and show and so on. And that will attract attention and people will come to you. But even if you are a small company, if you are a small business, and you don't have these resources to invest in this big booth, then even the standard booth can be done in a very effective way. The thing that you can do if you're booking the booth in advance, and in some exhibitions, in some trade shows, you should do that even 1.5 or 2 years before, but sometimes you can catch a good place even if you have the short-term planning. So you need to select the place at the expo that will be the most effective for you. This means that it is not somewhere in the corner, in the hall where nobody goes. Yeah, so it is better to take on the main passages or at the two passages, so on the crossing near the toilets because people are going there for sure, and near the food courts because people are going to eat as well. So you need to choose the place, and then you also need to think through the design of the booth. And you can do that either with your materials that you can bring to the booth, or you can think and design, and maybe you should attract some professional designers for that, how you can manage to make your booth attractive and beautiful, taking the standard materials and standard furniture that is provided by the trade show organizers. And it can be also done. Yeah, so you can do that easily by printing materials or just taking one color stylish furniture and organize the place where you will negotiate with your potential clients. Of course, there should be this place for negotiation. So you should find tables and chairs, and you should think through that maybe there will be several negotiations going on. One for the pre-scheduled, and the second, the place that is possible to take for your workers, your team, when they stop the passing potential clients. So This is about the booth. Then you need to think how to organize this flow to your booth and what are the possibilities to do that on the exhibition or in other communication channels. Of course, you should utilize the digital channels, the social media, the advertisement. For example, in my case, we had agreed with organizers that we place a big poster at the entrance, at the registration booth, that we will have the test of specimen, the test of our products at our booth, and then the number of the booth and how to find us at the specific time, at some day. Yeah, so people who would like to see how our products working, they see that at the entrance to the trade show. Of course, you can also give out the flyers and invite people just within the trade show. And it should be also agreed with the trade show organizers, because in some cases it is allowed, or in some cases it can cost additional money. Then you need to prepare the very specific and very concise pitch. Yeah, so it should be 1 minute pitch, 30 second pitch, 2 minute pitch, something very short but very efficient that will give your potential clients understanding what are you about. Yeah, so what is the business, what is the product, why this product is unique, and why they should stop and talk with you. You need to have the speech, because in the second part of this conversation, you will give a lot more time to ask your potential clients not to tell about your product. And this is the general mistake that I see. People are so fond of their product and they think that they should sell it immediately. So they spend a lot of time of saying how this product will help this potential client and in which way they can be used and how brilliant is that, and etc., etc. But the fact is that you do not know who is this person. So if you just caught this person that was passing by your booth, and then you don't know what this person do, what are the interests of this person, what are the pains and gains of this person, so you need to devote time to understand what it is about. Yeah, so what they are thinking about, what would be interesting for them. And only after that, asking these questions, you will get the questions in return that will already allow you to give some details, but useful details, what people are expecting. Another thing that you can do is to register at all possible awards and contests that are held by the trade show organizers. Usually they have a kind of alley of innovation or the corner of some new products presentation. And if you register to take part there, then you have this chance to be nominated, and then you have this chance to win the award. And this is about the attention. So this is very good and a very working tool for media. So you can use that for PR purposes. And also you can be visible. Yeah. So when they, for example, if you win this award and then there is a gala dinner after the trade show, all participants see how you go to the stage, take this award, and this is a visibility, and they start Googling you, going to you, asking you questions, etc., etc. And afterwards, you can use this award to use in your social media, in your PR activities, both locally, like in your home country, and in foreign country, because this is what local magazines, for example, love. Yeah, so if there is a specialized media, some magazine devoted to your topic, to your industry, they definitely will be present at the expo, because this is the main event, and they need content. And the more interesting content, then the more interested they are in publishing that free of charge. Of course, they can offer you to publish some paid content, but try to agree on this interesting story that they would just get free of charge. And this will also increase your visibility in the local market. The distributors, they do read the specialized magazines. And if you are just in this magazine, it won't work. But if you contacted them before, if you got the meeting with them on the stand, or you've invited them to the booth, and they, even if they didn't come to the booth, so you had this several touches to them, and then they open the magazine and see your brand, your product, beautifully photographed and described, then it will increase the awareness about you. And next time when you contact them, and you will contact them, they will be much more open to talk with you. So that was actions, the minimum actions that you should do prior the exhibition. Then we have the second stage that is called during the exhibition. So in this case, in this situation, you need to plan and you need to act with maximum efficiency during the expo. So you need to be prepared to collect and document all data that you are gathering. So you, for example, you are meeting your customer at the booth, you are talking with them, write down everything that he says, all notes. The best case is to have it in digital way, so you can then easily convert that to more useful data. And when you do that, the best case, if you have a back office team sitting in your home country and supporting you. Because in this case, you can write, for example, these notes immediately to some cloud application. So when you are writing down the notes, immediately your back office team sees that. So they should process that and make a kind of open source intelligence. Yeah, so OSINT. They can Google your client, even if it is the client that just was passing by and you do not have them in your CRM system. So they can Google it. They can gather a lot of information about this possible client and make this profile of your potential client. And if you agreed on something on during this meeting, either with pre-scheduled meetings or with this organic one, then your team should follow up immediately if it is possible. And this makes a very big impression on your potential client. This is about reliability, speed, and responsibility and stability. For example, you promise them that you will send the follow-up letter and the presentation after you will meet. So your back office team can do it immediately as your meeting is over, and your potential client will get his email with summary and potential proposals to for corporations or your presentations immediately on his email and see that in his phone. That will make a big impression. And what you should also consider during these meetings, you should ask as much information as possible. So your main idea is to have this business intelligence. Yeah, so you are gathering information about the client, about the clients of the client, about the market, about the competitors, about the rules of the game. Even if this meeting is ended with no, so they are not interested in your products or in cooperation. First thing is that they are not interested now, and they can change their mind. So the timing is not very good, or the conditions are not very good, but it may be so that in half a year or in a year or even in 2 years, they will change mind and you will already have this information and prior agreements. So if they say no, this is the best case to ask them a lot of questions about the rules of the game, why they said no, why they are not interested, what you should do to be interesting for them, how to influence on the market, their opinion on the probability to sell on this market, their opinion about the clients, their opinion about the market potential. So the interview is a must-have thing while you will talk to your all visitors. Yeah, so potential clients or just partners or just passing by individuals. Then you can also check hypothesis. Yeah, so you can prepare beforehand. So you said that, okay, so this market will look like that. And my client, I think that my client will need this and this feature or conditions. And so this is the best time to check this, whether you're wrong or right, or how to amend that. So this is the right timing to do that. Also, do not forget about your competitors. And this is a brilliant situation when you can study them. So you can just go through the expo, see other competitors' stands, and talk to them. Yeah, so this is the best moment when your competitors are the most open to talk, because first they do not know who you are and they start talking, and do not push them. So they will talk a lot even if you won't ask, because remember, the biggest mistake of people on the exhibitions, they start selling you. So they will talk a lot. But then also think about converting them to the partners, because you have a situation when on other markets, your competitors can be your resellers, or you can join forces to do something together. And talk about that. So build your conversation around this potential partnership. So this will open them even more, and you may hear a lot of valuable information. Also, gather this information, send to your back office team, because if you do not do that, the information will just drown in the tons of information that you gathered on the trade show. So you did that, you gathered the information, you met your clients, you analyzed the competitors, you planned the next steps with your potential clients. So each meeting should be ended with the next steps. Even if they say that, okay, let's get in touch in half a year. For example, the expo is in spring, and then they say that let's get in touch in autumn. And then just do not leave that like that. So ask them when in autumn, what months, what week, yeah, what is the usual, maybe even a day of the week when you have to talk about these things. And then plan this and schedule this in the calendar and put it in your CRM. So your salespeople will understand the context and the action plan, what you have promised to do. Because you will have so much information that it will seem to you that you remember everything, but you will forget. So it is better to put everything in the automatized system that will remind it to you and will gather the information on profiles, on customer profiles in your system. And finally, you have made it, you are tired, but this is not the end. Yeah, so you can celebrate and drink some champagne. Your back office team is working. And then after getting back from the expo, you need to do the stage that is called after the expo. Yeah, so you need to first gather all the participants, all your team that took part in the exhibition, and all the team that will be involved in follow-up. Yeah, so those, for example, your account manager, salespeople, marketing people, that will follow up and do this action plan. Gather them and reflect on the exhibition. Summarize, make this gap analysis, so understand what you did okay, what you did perfect, what you did wrong, and what to do on the next expo. Yeah, so the action plan, how to not repeat your mistakes in the next exhibition. Then you should plan the follow-up plan. Yeah, so you should understand what you should do after that with all those contacts that you have gathered, because in most cases, if you did not do that, if you did not collect that in your CRM system, then these business cards are just trash. So you have collected all data about your potential clients in CRM. You have profiles with notes about meetings at the expo and actions and promises that you have made. Then split these leads to the sales team. You need to have responsible people for each contact that you have gathered. And they need to have this plan of contacting, follow-upping, selling them. And this plan can be not very immediate, so it can be year long or 2 years long, because the B2B sales, especially abroad, are very long term. So you can start your sales today and get a deal within years. But not to miss it, you need to have it all in one place with concrete plan and reminders. And of course, monitor performance. So your sales team should deliver. You have summary meetings, and then you review what is good, what is bad, and how to improve that. And of course, you need to utilize all the information for the PR purposes. You can contact local, domestic media, the media in those countries that you are targeting, and tell them the story about the expo, maybe even write an article, get in touch with journalists. If you had this award, then publish about this award, and then also plan with your marketing team that your digital targeting will also coincide with this PR publication. So people would get a lot of information about you from different channels. So that's it. Quite simple and difficult at the same time. But I guarantee that if you do these steps, the efficiency of your trade shows will skyrocket. So good luck until we meet again.